Between the two world wars and 20th century Hawaii, the convergence of Hawaii's natural beauty and an international art style created compelling images that continue to haunt us today. You can see many of the most important images of the period now at the Honolulu Museum of Art's Art Deco Hawaii show, which closes January 11th. 1938 was the high watermark of last century's worldwide Hawaiian craze. That's when Harry Owens' Sweet Leilani won an Oscar in the film Waikiki Wedding. Harry B. Sawyer Jr., music historian and host of Territorial Airwaves, says especially without ready photos and film, web, and television, Hawaii's image in those days was ineffable.
The mind allowed you to dream and long to, one day I'm going to get to Hawaii. You know, that unreachable desire.
Ocean liners are going back and forth, you know, bringing visitors from the mainland to Hawaii. And people in Hawaii are actively trying to promote the islands to lure those visitors here.
Teresa Papanicolaou, curator of American and European art at the Honolulu Museum, assembled signature pieces from the museum and private collectors to put Art Deco Hawaii together. Eugene Savage's monumental Matson series is here, surprisingly well painted, with pieces by John Kelly, Don Blanding. This show spans fine arts to jewelry and, of course, kitsch.
And so this certain visual culture develops, very much centered around the idea of Hawaii as a sort of paradise on earth, a place where nature is abundant, where everybody lives close to it, where the people are exotic, there's a living ancient history.
What an idyllic picture.
We now, with our sense of historic distance, we question that, right? It's like there are a lot of stereotypes going on. But this was promoted as the real Hawaii.
Papanicolaou points out that Art Deco is modernism made popular, and in Hawaii, blending with our landscape and people, it created resonant images. It's advertising, but the Art Deco images do capture a feeling that existed.
So we're heading towards, you know, eventual statehood, but at the same time, the legends of Menehune were still being told to us in school. If you drove out to the North Shore, you could see an actual hukilau, where they were pulling the nets in, and the community in La'ie was pulling the fish out of the net. In the territory, you had vestiges of the previous century in full display.
A lot of those same themes, like nature, beautiful people, a certain level of exoticism, still come forth in the advertising now.
Beautiful women are here, many painted or carved by women. When the Hana Hotel closed several years ago, the much-loved Armin Manukian mural there was sold in pieces. It's been reassembled, briefly, at Art Deco Hawaii. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.